I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time is up on our GeoQuiz today. The country we were looking for in Northwest Europe that's famous for Flemish and Friet is Belgium. Now, Belgium's national airline has come up with an interesting way to conserve fuel, as The World's David LaVallee explains.
Like other major airlines, Brussels Airlines faces mounting jet fuel costs. The company considered boosting ticket prices on flights to its 50 European destinations, but instead the national airline looked at its flight operations for ways to save money. Geert Scott is a Brussels Airlines spokesman.
We have detected about 100 possible things that we can introduce, going from reducing the speed of our flights to saving weight on board of the aircraft.
The most intriguing idea on the list of 100 cost-saving initiatives is slowing the planes down. As Brussels Airlines figures it, that alone will significantly cut fuel consumption and carbon emissions.
What we have calculated is that we will decrease the average speed from 700 kilometers an hour to 690 for the aircraft type that we operate on the European flight sector.
That's 435 miles per hour down to 429, a reduction of just 5 or 6 miles per hour. That's not enough to affect the plane's stability or ability to fly.
And as a result, for 28 aircraft together, altogether on a yearly base, this will result in a fuel saving of $2 million on a yearly basis.
$2 million is no small change. On the other hand, flights will take longer, but only by a minute or two. The Belgian airline has other fuel conservation ideas up its sleeve.
Just to give you one example, on a Boeing 737, for example, we have a water tank of 40 liters capacity.
Each tank holds about 10 gallons of drinking water for passengers on long flights to places like Athens or Moscow. But passengers on short hops, says Scott, may not be so thirsty.
We have monitored the water use on board of our aircraft, and for short-haul flights, for example, to Lyon, to Birmingham, flights of about an hour from Brussels, we don't need 40 liters, and so we can save there 10, 15, 20 kilograms.
Less weight means less fuel needed to operate the flight. Other ideas to shed pounds will be tested out. They range from adding angled tips to wings to reduce drag on takeoff, ditching the built-in stairs, and, bad news for information junkies, fewer newspapers. Don't worry, says spokesman Scott, they're not tossing those glossy airline magazines that surely someone must enjoy reading. And the airline has no plans to reduce the weight limit for checked luggage and carry-on bags stuffed full of duty-free gifts that accompany most flyers. In short, he says the green initiatives won't undermine the joy of air travel.
We don't want to endanger the safety of operation. The safety of operation is always the first concern that we have, and also the passenger comfort.
Another longer-term idea Brussels Airlines is pitching to the European Union is to adopt more harmonized air routes. Planes now typically fly zigzag routes over Europe as they navigate over different countries' airspaces. Straightening out those might further reduce polluting emissions and promote environmentally friendlier skies. For The World, I'm David LaVallee.